This ministry content is brought to you by the partners of Terry Savelle Foy Ministries.
See, most people see fear the wrong way, and especially as Christians, many times we say, I just don't have peace about it. When it's actually God stretching you out of your comfort zone, trying to get you to overcome the fear. Well, Susan Jeffers said, rather than fear being an indicator that you are reaching your limits, no, it's a green light to keep going. Hey, I'm Terry Savelle Foy, your cheerleader of dreams. I want to give you three words of advice that if you do it, can open huge doors of opportunity in your life. I'm actually doing it myself and I'm keeping track of it on my phone and it's already been amazing. I want to tell you a true story, but first, would you do a favor for me? Would you take a quick second and push the subscribe button? You know, that helps us so much to get this content out to more people, and it also lets me know that you enjoy these little videos to keep you inspired to live your dreams. So I want to say thank you ahead of time for helping me and doing that favor for me. I genuinely appreciate you. So I want to tell you this true story about a guy named Danny Wallace, who was in his mid-20s, and he found himself in just a rut. He was just discouraged, not enthusiastic about life at all. His girlfriend had just dumped him and he was in a job that he didn't like. Well, he gradually just started shrinking from society. Without even realizing it, he slowly started saying no to most everything, most invitations to do anything. He was always giving people more and more just elaborate excuses to avoid hanging out, and he basically became a no man, until one night when he was waiting to go home in the subway in London. All of a sudden, over the speaker system, they announced that the train was out of service and they all needed to exit the station. He was so frustrated. Well, as everyone began leaving the subway, Danny said he started grumbling to a fellow passenger, which turned into a series of complaining about his whole life. Suddenly, this bearded stranger listened and then casually just said, "Just try saying yes more," which is exactly what he did. Now, if you're thinking what I'm thinking when I read this, this sounds like a Jim Carrey movie. And then you're exactly right. Danny's life was the basis for the movie Yes Man.
Yes, yes,
no.
So at first, Danny was going to do this for just a day. But before long, his little experiment turned into something bigger. He decided to see what direction his life would take if he really got serious about three-word advice from a stranger. This was it. Say yes more. That is, to everything for the next 5.5 months. Well, some crazy things happened, just like in the movie. Some good things happened, you know, where he ended up buying a 13-year-old mint green Nissan. He said he looked like someone put a little G.I. Joe in a Smurf car. He won $25,000 just responding yes to everything. But responding yes to countless email scammers, ended up with credit card debt, nearly beaten up in a club. I remember that part in the movie. He was the owner of an antidepressant and a hair loss medicine, which he didn't need because he said yes. However, saying yes isn't always a mistake. In fact, Danny said yes is a word of opportunity to have fun and adventure and unpredictability. He said because yes will lead to something else, to another yes, like knocking over dominoes. Well, he said that some of the most unusual and extraordinary things that have ever happened in his life were because he said yes. Danny said that one of the producers of the film for Yes Man got invited to a party that she just did not feel like going to. It's more than an hour away, it felt a bit too far, justifying leaving her house, but she thought, you know what? I'm making this movie about a guy who said yes to everything, so I might as well just go to this party. Well, for most of the party, she just sat there, just not engaging with anyone until the very end. Well, apparently, she was sitting at a table talking about old movie starlets of Hollywood in the 1920s. Well, all of a sudden, this gravelly voice appeared from nowhere and said, "I've been waiting my whole life to hear a woman like you say a thing like that." She said it was just like a line from an old Hollywood romance. Well, today they are married with kids. So my point is, I want you to start saying yes to your dreams. I want to help you conquer the insecurities and doubts that are trying to stop you. fact, I want to tell you another true story real quick about a lady who got the worst rejection letter for her book, but it backfired on the publisher. I'll tell you that in just a second. But here's how I can help you today. I want you to know that it's time to give yourself permission to dream. God has put dreams and desires in you for a reason, but you will never leave where you are until you see where you'd rather be. Now, you know I'm big on making vision boards. Well, here's the reason why. Surrounding yourself with images of your vision causes your dream to become alive on the inside of you. It also causes you to start to believe that it can really happen. You might feel ridiculous at first putting pictures of your dream life on a board, and it looks so far-fetched. But here's the thing. The more you look at it, the more and more normal it begins to feel. It doesn't look so crazy after a while. And little by little, we move towards what we consistently see. Did you hear that? You move towards what you consistently see. So it's vital that you surround yourself with what can be, not just what is. That's the power of vision. Of course, vision board parties have become popular, but the majority of people don't realize that God is the one who wants us to get clear on our vision. Proverbs 29:18 says, "Where there is no vision, the people perish." Let's break that scripture down. Perish means die. Vision keeps you alive. It takes you from where you are to where you want to be. Now, I've been using vision boards for years, and they have truly kept me in a continual state of progression. Well, I want you to get clear on your vision this year. That's what I'm here for. You know, personally, I have experienced everything from dishes for my kitchen, my daughter's school tuition, conceiving a baby, purchasing my dream house, driving my dream car, paying off debts, vacationing in dream locations, publishing my books and seeing them in the bookstores, becoming friends with some of my heroes, speaking at some of the largest conferences in the world, and so much more. By having my eyes focused on a clear, compelling vision for these dreams, they were achieved. See, God said in Scripture, "All that your eyes can see can be yours." So isn't it time you fix your eyes on your future? Well, this week, I'm offering my online vision board course for only $8. You may have heard about it before. Some people call me the vision board lady. Well, I put together an online course showing you step by step how you can get clear on what you want, the dreams in your heart, how to set goals. You know, there's a difference in dreams and goals. I'll explain it, and I'll help you set them the right way. You're going to discover who should see your vision board. What do you do once the board is made and you're waiting? I'll walk you through very strategic action steps from God's word to see your dreams manifest. So if you've been waiting for the $97 vision board course to go back to $8, today is the day, right now. You can click the link in the description and get access immediately. And you're going to get my entire ebook and e-workbook, Dream It, Pin It, Live It, plus 6 training videos for only $8. So don't miss out on this offer for the entire course. Okay, quick story. I read something from Susan Jeffers that said, she said, "I remember a time in my life when I was frightened by just about everything, fearful that I would fail in my attempts to fulfill my dreams." She said she just stayed at home, a victim of her insecurities. She said, "I'd like to report that it was an ancient Zen master who woke me up and snapped me into awareness, but it wasn't." She said it was an airlines commercial on TV that just had a simple slogan. It said, "Get into this world." She said, "When I saw that commercial, I suddenly realized I'd stopped participating in the world." She explained that fear and insecurities were stopping her from living the life of her dreams, life to the fullest. Then she asked, "Are you a victim or are you taking responsibility for your life?" She said, "So many of us think we are taking responsibility, but we're not. And the victim mentality is subtle and it takes many forms. One of them is fear." Now, in a nutshell, she said, "The presence of fear is actually an indicator that you're growing, that you're accepting life's challenges." See, most people see fear the wrong way, and especially as Christians, many times we say, "Oh, yeah, I just don't have peace about it." when it's actually God stretching you out of your comfort zone, trying to get you to overcome the fear. Well, Susan Jeffers said, rather than fear being an indicator that you are reaching your limits, no, it's a green light to keep going. Now, if you're not feeling any fear, you may not be growing. You know, they say about ships, you've probably heard this, that ships are safest, let's show the little fish. Ships are safest in the harbor, but that's not what ships were made for, right? They're made to get out in the waves and the ocean and the tossing and the turning. Well, Susan finally learned to stop playing it safe in the harbor and embrace the fear and take steps to her dreams. She ended up writing a manuscript for a book that she called Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. She got so many rejection letters from publishers. In fact, I want you to hear what the worst one said. It said, Lady Diana, you know, Princess Diana, Lady Diana could be bicycling nude down the street, giving this book away, and nobody would read it. She actually put that letter on her website as a joke. She sold over 2 million copies of that book that nobody would read. I want you to know, God has so much more for your life. Don't let fear stop you from going for it. See, the enemy wouldn't be attacking you so hard if there wasn't something of value on the inside of you. You think about how thieves don't break into empty homes. No, they break into the ones that have great riches inside. That's you. God puts something so rich, something so valuable that the world needs. So don't let fear stop you. Don't let insecurity stop you. Don't let past rejection stop you. So I want you to get your online vision board course today, and I'm going to help you get your dreams back. And I'll be cheering you on to live your dreams.